Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Well, early Thanksgiving. Okay, this is Reverend John White, and here we are in downtown Lilydale. Lilydale being the largest spiritualist community in the world. And welcome to our show called Journeys of the Light. Here at Lilydale, we have several mediums that are here working, which means giving spiritual readings and proof of survival. And one of the other things that we love to do here at Lilydale, for those of you who know us, and for those of you who don't know us, we love to teach classes on development. Tonight, in approximately 7 minutes from now, I'll be playing a development CD, which is on how to get to know who your spirit guides are. How to get to know who your spirit guides are. This specific was given to me by an amazing teacher in another spiritualist camp, and her name is Mamie Brown, one of my teachers, where I studied for approximately 7 years. And it is a course, CD, on learning how to get to know who your spirit guides are. Now, your spirit guides also could be ancestors who have passed on, such as grandmothers and grandfathers, mothers and fathers, and different relatives. And they're very much interested in you and helping you to develop yourself. Because they believe that, you know, there is something called healing the family tree, which simply means when one person does very well here on earth, and what they do does empower and help a whole lot of other people, and the person overcomes their addictions and problems, it helps to heal the whole family tree. And so that's why your ancestors on the other side of life are very much interested in your work. Now, the good news about developing yourself is that remember that you're a spirit now as much as you can be, and that you do have those natural skills. Here at Lilydale, we help you to become what I consider to be intuitively literate. Intuitive literacy simply means that you learn how the intuitive brain works. So just like in academic skills, there is no such thing as a learning disability. There's only an inability to be taught the way that you learn. Also in intuition, there's no such thing as you not being able to be intuitive, but it's figuring out how you are intuitive and how your intuitive brain works. Now, when we're being intuitive, basically in mental mediumship and mentalism, it comes through the five modalities. And what are those five modalities? Those five modalities are seeing, which is called clairvoyance, being able to get pictures and symbols, visual pictures and symbols that represent the subject that you are focusing on. Clear audience, which simply means that you intuitively hear or sense information in an audible way. Okay, so for instance, if I ask you to imagine your favorite singer singing one of your favorite songs, so it's like you get an impression. Okay. So that's how it works also in clairvoyant ability. So if you're sitting there waiting to get a big picture, remember that the intuitive mind will give you things in different ways. So you may get an impression of a picture, an impression of a symbol that represents an exact thought. You may get an impression of a sound. So the other symbol and way of getting things is also in a way of smelling or sense. Now, smelling and tasting are very closely connected together, and it's called clairgustience, when you smell things intuitively and when you taste things intuitively. Then, of course, the next one is clairsentience, that when you feel. Now, you've heard me say this before, that the most important of all those five senses, perhaps, is the clairsentience ability. For instance, if you see something, you have to pay attention to your feelings and interpret to what you are seeing. Okay? You have to pay attention to your feelings of what you are hearing, smelling, or tasting. And also, there is another deeper sense is called being empathic. And being empathic is, remember, that your mind's in every single cell of your body, and you will feel impressions. You will feel impressions. Now, all this is about energy. I remember one of Einstein's favorite sayings, it's all energy, that's all there is to it. Create the reality or the frequency that you want to develop, and you cannot help but to create that reality. So it all has to do with frequency. Now, we're going to play a CD in a few moments of a meditation tape that we hear teach here in Lilydale. And, of course, you're not going to be driving when you're listening to this, but try to find a comfortable place in your house or your home, wherever you are, where you won't be disturbed. And we're going to put you into a deep meditation. And this is coming straight from the different classes that we hear teach you at Lilydale, getting to know who your spirit guides are. To know who your spirit guides, you get to know what your natural talents are. Okay? And you will may be aware of a guardian angel. All right? And so the guardian angel is a being that will help and guide you. And they may come in the form of a different relative or a native person. And you may also get an impression of what we call a doctor teacher or a philosophical guide or teacher. Those of you who are interested in developing your public speaking or inspirational writing, or you're interested in philosophy and higher learning, you'll attract such a teacher. And then for those of you who are interested in healing, Reiki healing and other forms of energy healing, you also may attract a healing guide. And then also, there are children or young spirits that may come around you. And those young spirits, basically, there's a nickname that we call them. We call them joy guides. Now, they help you with your imagination. Now, why would a child or a young spirit come around you to help you with your intuition? Remember, in the Bible, it says, in order for you to enter the kingdom of God, you have to become like a child. You have to be able to imagine. Okay? So your intuition is hidden in your imagination. And then you'll also perhaps feel the presence of a higher teacher, a guide, as what may be known as a master teacher. Now, the purpose of a master teacher showing up in your life is just simply to help you to through your own energies. Okay? And how do you master your own energies? If you've been listening to me for a little while here at Lilydale, if you get to know how God thinks, and God thinks through natural law, okay? God thinks through natural law. Whoever therefore shall live, move, and have their being in divine wisdom, which how God thinks through natural law, shall experience, yes, great things in the kingdom of heaven. So where is this kingdom of heaven? Well, the kingdom of heaven is within, okay? The kingdom of heaven is within. And so, again, if you wish, go find a comfortable place where you don't have to move for a little while. And also, some of you may receive a healing during this session. You may get answers to some of the problems that you've been contemplating on, okay? So meditation, if you take away all the religious connotations of what meditation is also super concentration. And super concentration can lead into what we call super learning. Super concentration, super learning, meditation. All right? So Einstein said that you cannot solve the problem with the same mind that created it. I'll say that again. You cannot solve the problem with the same mind that created it. So when you go into a meditative state, or if you produce what is known as alpha, theta, and perhaps delta brainwaves, the same brainwaves that you produce when you're asleep at night, but you're wide awake at the same time, you get to use a different part of your brain. And that's where your genius is. Okay? So again, remember, imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And so find a comfortable place where you don't have to move for a little while, and just relax and listen to this. Thank you.
no person can lead you to the threshold of your own mind except yourself. The teacher who walks in the shadow of the temple among his followers gives not of his wisdom, but rather of his faith and his lovingness. If he indeed is wise, he will help you to enter the state of your own being. Welcome to your own being. Find a place where you don't have to move for a little while. Turn off all phones. Make sure it is silent as much as possible. Take a physical position that works for you. Whatever position you take, sit still or lie still. Relax. This is not a thinking exercise. It's a being exercise. So be with whatever is happening. If you find yourself drifting off on your own meditation or daydream, gently pull yourself back. But remember, your mind will give you that which is yours. After the exercise, if you don't have anyone to express what you have gotten, then perhaps write it down so that your left brain can understand what you just did in your right brain. Our Heavenly Father, Mother God, Intelligence, we ask that the beings of light and truth and higher intelligence gather around us at this time as we go into the practice of meditation for the purpose of listening to the guidance and inner power that comes from each and every one of us. Remember that you are a spirit now, whole Holy Spirit that lives, moves, and has its being in us. Reveal your truth, reveal your knowledge, reveal your wisdom. We ask this all in love and in truth, in the name of the universe of God. Amen. And we thank you. Relax your feet. Feel how relaxed your feet are. Ankles, shins, knees, and thighs. Relax. It's a wonderful feeling to be deeply relaxed. A very healthy, normal state of being. Fingers, hands, and arms relaxing. If you find me going too fast, or too slow during the relaxation period, I'm only a voice in the background. You relax in the way that works for you. Your way is the right way. Groin, solar plexus, and chest. Feel all the muscles and tissues in these parts of your body relaxing. Back. All the vertebrae, muscles, and tissues in your spine and your back are relaxed. The safer you feel, the deeper you will go. The deeper you will go, the safer you will feel. Shoulders relax. Neck and chin. Relax your chin just the way you relax it before you go to sleep at night. Feel the muscles and tissues in your chin relaxing. Face, lips, tongue, and teeth. Hair on head and scalp relaxed. Imagine all the bones in your body healthy and strong and relaxed. Heart, lungs, all internal organs beginning to vibrate with total relaxation and peace. Nervous system and brain relaxing. You may become so relaxed You may feel as though you're no longer a part of your body. Learning how to go into a trance, to put your body to sleep, relax your nervous system and your brain, so you may enter your higher self. Feet feel as though they're no longer a part of your body. Ankles, shins, knees, and thighs are beginning to go to sleep on you. They're getting lighter and lighter than arms, getting lighter and lighter. Trunk of body, shoulders, neck, and head. You're getting better and better at putting your body to sleep, relaxing your nervous system and your brain, so you may open your own divine higher self, your sacred self. Spontaneously, what is the color of your higher self at this time? Your mind will show you a color. Sound. You may get an intonation of a sound. What is the sound of your higher self? Your mind's in every single cell of your body. Every thought in your head produces a physical sensation on your body. When we say unconditional love, where do you feel it? Where do you sense it? Where do you empathically get it in your body? Identify a sensation. Aromas, fragrances, smells. What do you intuit? Taste. What is the chemistry on your tongue when you're in your higher self? This is what it looks like, sounds like, feels like, smells like, and tastes like. Notice how you're sitting. This is how you sit when you're in your higher self. For a moment, whatever you do to get yourself centered and focused, do that now. Until you're next to my voice, relax in a way that works for you. In front of you, visualize, imagine, intuit the color red and pink. This is the color of the guardian angel. You will begin to feel the presence, to be aware of a presence of being, of light. Notice how you feel inside of yourself when they're with you. Always remember that the message is in the energy. And through your being, you'll begin to get impressions of the messages of this being of light. You will notice that the color red and pink goes away, and they will come in the way that they want to come. Does this being feel like a male or female? What do you sense their skills are? Have you felt them before? Have you been aware of them before? For a few moments, be with them. Subtly watching yourself think, feel. And this is what it's like when the guardian angel is with you. Feelings of warmth or coolness, leaving your body growing tall or smaller, are all natural phenomena. Sit still. Focus your mind and relax. And as that energy continues to build, bring your awareness to the left side of your physical body. For a few moments, have an impression of green and blue. This represents the healing guide. Now let the colors go. You will begin to be aware of a presence of a being. Do you sense them to be male or female? Very subtle thoughts will enter your being. As the healing guide comes close to you, you may begin to daydream of your own healing skills, of your own talents. There's an energy in front of you. There's an energy on your left. Now go to the right side of your physical body, entertaining the colors of yellow and gold. This is what we call the philosophical teaching. For learning, studying, and knowledge, and inspiration of higher thinking. As the colors of gold and yellow vanish, you will begin to feel the presence of the being. As their energy tells you who they are, do they feel like a male or female? Listen, it's very subtle. You'll begin to feel their presence. A warmth, a coolness. Observe your thoughts, your daydreams. Energy standing in front of you, an energy on your left, and an energy on your right. And these energies will continue to build. And now, go to the top of the head, the crown chakra. We are calling upon the Master Teacher. The Master Teacher is here to awaken the master who lives inside of you. Entertaining colors of indigos and violets. And then letting it go and relax. You may feel a tingling sensation on the top of your head as your mind begins to open. The presence of the being of higher intelligence around you at this time. You may feel your mind expanding. Different parts of your brain may become very alert, very aware. Sensations of heat or coolness, tingling through your body. You may get an impression of knowledge, of wisdom, and a sense of well-being. Being aware of your thoughts, your impressions, your daydreams. Every one of these guides and teachers, you may be aware of their skills, of their talents, of their messages. They may also show you other symbols of knowledge. There's a being standing in front of you, your guardian angel. There's a being standing on the left side of you, your healing guide. There's a being standing on the right side of you, your philosophical teacher. And there's a being standing in back of you, the master teacher. You are now totally surrounded with unconditional love. Your mind is now in its timeless dimension. In a state of bliss. Observing your thoughts, your impressions, your feelings, the taste on your tongue, the sensations in your body. This is the language of the angels.
If you have no one to express what you have gotten, slowly come back to this room, wherever you are, the space, and write down what you have received from these different guides, teachers, and loved ones. We will be sharing with you another CD on who your guides are. But for now, God bless you and good night from Lilydale and happy Thanksgiving. God bless.